On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The trial of the three men accused of murdering eThekwini Metro officer Errol Ogle has ended abruptly after one of the accused fell ill. The Durban High Court this week began hearing a trial within a trial to ascertain the admissibility of their alleged confessions. Ogle was killed almost 2 years ago while trying to stop a hijacked truck. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks is following proceedings.
Accused number two, Mzomuhle Gamede, complained of a throbbing headache and an upset stomach. Judge Harrison ordered that he be examined by a medical officer at Westville Prison, saying court processes must be fair and properly understood. Yesterday, Gamede's alleged confession was read out in court. He also testified, claiming he was assaulted during his arrest in Ambilo. He denied signing any documents or having his fingerprints taken. But a fingerprints expert testified that prints taken during his arrest matched those on file in court. This morning, a Hawks investigator read out the alleged confession of co-accused Sabelo Ncube. The court heard that Ncube worked for Chester, the meat wholesaler from which the hijacked truck had been dispatched. He allegedly admitted to providing hijackers with route information to Pinetown in exchange for money. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
The Department of Basic Education says KZN schools had the highest number of murders in the 2023-24 financial year. Basic Education Minister Siviwe Hwa Hube launched a new school safety campaign with National Police today. The minister says a committee will be formed at each school, consisting of principals, SGBs and police, to tackle the alarming rates of crime. They will work together to ensure schools are linked to the local police stations.
There were 28 murders within our basic education institutions. Shockingly, near half occurred in KwaZulu-Natal, and 46% of these murders involved learner-on-learner violence. Two-thirds of rapes in our schools also involved learner-on-learner violence.
And a death of a construction worker on site at a mall in Durban's Springfield area has sparked renewed concern over safety failures in the province's building industry. It's understood that the man was part of a team working on a scaffolding when it gave way today. Five of them fell about 6 meters to the ground. Four survivors were rushed to hospital. KZN Public Works spokesperson Steve Bengu.
The issue of safety and a conducive construction site, whether for small or big projects, is one that MEC Mayor takes very seriously, and to this end, his office continues to meet with industry stakeholders.
On the international front, the UN says an estimated 2.5 million refugees worldwide will need to be resettled next year. It's at a time when the United States and other nations are shrinking their resettlement access. It says in 2026, the largest refugee populations likely to need resettling are Afghans, Syrians, South Sudanese, Rohingya from Myanmar, and Congolese. Durban, a high of 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Kirsty Coventry begins her reign as the president of the International Olympic Committee. Desiree Ellis confirms her squad for the women's AFCON in Morocco starting next month. And England have just lost 2 wickets and 2 balls to be 253 for 4, needing a further 118 runs to beat India in the first test.